This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early winter. Several years ago, I took our two bulldogs out for a walk in the woods. It had snowed a few inches overnight, and we were the first to open up the path. The dogs worked their way through the high snow of the puppy 6 months old breaking trail with his chest. The older bulldog was invigorated by the cold, ranged on ahead, leaping fallen trees, racing back from time to time for reassurance and to check the puppy. Then at the bend of the river, suddenly there was a whinny of robins as we walked into the large flock that had been here feeding on honeysuckle berries since October. On both sides of the path, birds moved through the undergrowth, calling and playing. I felt surrounded by and included in several separate societies then. I was part of the flocks and part of the pack of my dogs. Making my way through the snow, I thought back about the year I used to take a litter of puppies out through the overgrown fields of a farm I'd rented. On those walks, I experienced an excitement of belonging, forgotten until today's outing in the snow, and I recognize now how important that excitement was and how I miss it. I think that when I'm lonely, it's because I've slipped too far away from some prerequisite communion, a hard running with the pack or a romp with my clan. I think we were all made to dance and cavort together in community of species. Although the lesson for me has much to do with my relationships or the lack of relationships, I do not seem to learn that lesson from or with other people. I only glimpse its truth in these woods with the dogs and with the robins, recalling our ancestry and our innate design, what we must have been and still could be. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early winter. In the meantime, if you're feeling lonely, look for answers in the creatures around you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.